welcome back, and thank you for joining us again today at Yanhua Lian Pian Modern English.
欢迎大家今天跟我们一起收看洋话连篇新的一期节目。 OK， 在我们今天的节目中的话，我们将会继续教给你最新鲜刚出炉的美语哦。
That's right, modern stuff you can use every day, not that old English that you learn from the books.
OK， 因为别再从那些书本上学那些老的英语的老掉牙的，甚至太老了，小孩子那样的东西。 OK，
too old. OK, so anyway, last time Hogan, as you remember, we were talking aboutWhen people wake up in the morning, what we say to them, how did they sleep?
对了，所以大家还记不记得上次我们教你们的什么东西，就是在你当早晨醒过来的时候，第一件事情要说，看到你真好， how did you sleep? 你睡得怎么样？
That's right. Okay. So today we're going to take it to the next step. We're going to go on to the first thing that you, everybody, must do in the morning.
所以每一个人在早晨第一件要做的事情是什么呢？
They mustUse the bathroom.
Use the bathroom.
That's right.
Okay, 使用卫生间。
Okay. So, I'm going to tell you a story. I had a roommate in college.
Okay.
And this guy loved to use the bathroom. He would spend hours at a time. I don't know what he was doing in there. I guess brushing his teeth or whatever. But he would take a long time. So I would always say, don't hog the bathroom.
Oh, 这句话相当有用啊。那就是当有人的话，那就是非常非常热衷于使用卫生间的时候，你可以对他使用这句话啊。就是比如说，这个你们在到国外以后的话，会经常遇到这样的情况，就是你租一个房子和一个朋友在一起哈
，roommate，
yeah。好，那么就是他是你的室友，但是如果这个室友非常好清洁，他经常占着什么东西的时候，你就可以说 ，Don't hog the thing.
That's right. If you use it with anything, don't hog the shower. Don't hog the phone.Right? Don't hog anything that you want.
所以就是说这句话的用途的话非常广泛的，可以举一反三啊。那么学到这一句话以后，可以用到各种各样的地方，就是不要像威廉姆下次那样的话那么惨。那么别人用里边用卫生间用一个小时，你还是感觉到很内急的时候啊，你不能不使出这招了哈，就是 Don't hog the bathroom, don't hog the shower.
That's it.Because, of course, I needed to use the restroom,right? And I needed to get in there, and I needed him to get out of there.
最厉害的一句话就是 get out of there.
I would often have to bang on the door and ask him, get out of there.
威廉姆真佩服的勇气，对于中国人的话，皮儿薄，受不了这种话。OK, 所以我们下回就要记得 don't have the shower, 非常有用。记住这句话，学好它的发音。OK.William, I heard about you talk about the one bad thing before, right?
Oh, well.
Happened to you, huh?
Yeah, so I had to come home a few times and tell my roommate, don't hog my girlfriend.
那就是说上回他有一次竟然看到他室友和在他的朋友和他的女朋友长期的聊天
hog my
girlfriend, 这是最
That's right, because of course I got a little jealous. They're always talking and they're not including me, so I had to say, heydon't hog my girlfriend
所以这是非常自然的事情哈，就是说如果别人的话长期占着你的女朋友的话，跟她聊天而不搭理你的话，你也可以说 don't hog my girlfriend, just let me in, right?
That's a little embarrassing, yeah, I had to do it.
那非常非常不好。 OK, 那么最后一点的话，在我们节目结束之前的话，我们要告诉你一个非常非常小的一个 difference, 就是 hog 和 hug。
hogand hug, okay? To hog something is to use it up and not be letting other people have a chance to use something. And to hug, of course everyone knows to hug.
Yeah.
To hug, okay, that is different.
So hug is this word. Hug is this word. Okay, remember these two words different. Okay, 记住这两个词的区别。那么第一个词的话就是说占领什么东西，占着什么东西，一直不让别人使。第二个词的意思就是说，我想拥抱你一下。OK, 好，记住这样的 difference。好，下回我们的节目再见。拜拜，
拜拜。
在本集里给大家准备的问题是：一，你急着要用卫生间，而这时候里边的人久久不肯出来。你气愤地说 A. Don't hog the bathroom. B. What are you doing there? 答案是 A. Don't hug the bathroom. 二，你的室友老缠着你的女朋友，妒忌的你真想对他说，别老缠着我的女朋友了。这句话怎么说？答案是 Don't hug my girlfriend. 三，你拥抱老朋友，拥抱应该是下边的哪个单词？ A. Hug B. Hog 答案是 A. Hug。 请跟着美语专家一起操练。
Don't hug the bathroom。Don't hog the shower. Don't hog my girlfriend. Get out of there.